Hello ladies, and welcome to part 5 of building a custom content management system using PHP and MySQL. Now we have everything we need on the front end of the site. Things are coming in dynamic. Page bodies are being displayed according to what's clicked in the dynamic menu. Our little custom modules show up that we placed. And now we want to create an admin center, a back-end system, for the people who are going to be responsible for managing the site content. The pages, and all we need is a little sign-in form. I'm just going to put it in the very bottom. I'm going to add a break tag right after this table here in Dreamweaver, and don't worry, all this code is going to be available for download free, so if you don't have Dreamweaver, you'll still be able to get to the code and see what was done using WordPad and Notepad. Okay, first, all we need down here where I made the break tag, I just put a little break tag after my page body there, and I'm going to type in the word admin and then put a link on it to a new directory called admin. How about administrator? Keep it official. Administrator. That'll be the directory. And let's just leave it just like that. That way it'll open the index page of the directory all by itself. There we go. Let's center that bad boy. Let's go into the code view. Div align equals center. There, that's not deprecated. Now you can not have to yell at me at all. We can be friends. Me and all the big geeks. Alrighty, now we've got admin link there at the bottom. It's going to go to a new directory called administrator. So all we have to do is create that directory and have an index page in that directory. Now here I already have an index page set up and going. We're going to use session variables to allow the site administrator to manage the site from this backend system. Okay, so I'm going to create a folder now. And here I have one called admin, but we need one called administrator, and that one I was just messing around with. Don't even look at that. That's not here. Let's call this administrator. And inside of that we want an index file. This index file. So let's file, save as, put this in administrator folder, index. Update links, no. So now we have an index page in our administrator folder, and that's what we're going to give navigation to in that link. Very simple. And this index file is going to have a header that checks to see whether the person who's visiting this index is logged in or not. If they're not logged in, out you go, buddy. You can't stay. So what we'll do is go into the code view of this index page in the admin center. And right above the doc type, let's place a PHP code block. And right here, we'll type in session underscore start, open close parenthesis, semicolon. Here we're going to include the file. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. Include once in between parentheses, or in between double quotes, we're going to type in admin check. And that's the name of the file that we're going to write here in a second. It's going to do checking to see if the admin's logged in or not. And you want to do that first thing when this page runs, or any page in the admin center runs. And yeah, you could set it up in a header type situation. But for this example, I'm just going to set it up like this. It's simple to do, and everything is understandable the way it's laid out. Really good for beginners getting in there and understanding it. Okay, so now we're including admincheck.php. At this point, when this is included, the code from within that file is going to execute. It's going to do all the checking, and if it doesn't make it, it won't make it past another line of this script. It's going to give any output that we decide if it fails, if the admin is not logged in. We can just give a link. We can send them back to the home page automatically. Do whatever we want. Okay, let's go up to File, New, PHP, and get rid of that code. And let's pop in the code that we need to do the checking. So let's go to the PHP tab, put a PHP block. Right there on line 2, I'm going to paste in the code, and I'm going to explain it to you right now. Okay, so what we have here is an if condition that's just checking to see if the session admin is equal or does not equal the terminator, because when we make the login form for them in part 6, the next part of this series, we're going to assign a session named admin, a session variable named admin, and its value is going to be the terminator. It can be whatever you want, and if it doesn't equal up here, then we just say actually I've got one too many brackets or parentheses there we go. Then we're going to give them some output that's going to say only the administrator can view this directory, and that's going to be in between H3 tags, make it a little big. Then it'll be a line break and a link, and this link we just use the dot dot forward slash to bring them up one parent directory back to the front end of the site, this page, the main part of the site. Now let's just save this file, save as admin check, and that's it. So in the next part, let's just put admin check because it already has a PHP extension. So there we have admin check.php, and now every time this index page runs in the admin center, first thing we start session, and then we run the check file. If the check file doesn't work out, then we just include the link and exit. We got to make sure we put exit here in the if statement, exit, so that way it will exit or stop and stop executing the script here, this script here. It won't run any of this, none of that will be seen, and all they'll get is a link to the home page. That's it. So we'll see you in part 6, where we'll continue on and create the form needed that's going to be shown to them here. We'll probably put it in right here, a little login form. We'll say would you like to log in? You're not. You may be the administrator, but it seems as though you're not logged in, and maybe you want to give them a form right there. That makes sense to me, so maybe we'll do that. I'll chew on it. But in part 6, we'll get it to where the administrator can log in, and then we'll get that session variable created.